With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. A Helena judge has rejected an advocacy group's request to delay enforcement of restrictions on Montana's medical marijuana industry. Yesterday, District Judge James Reynolds denied the Montana Cannabis Industry Association's request to stay a state Supreme Court order implementing the restrictions on August 31st. After that date, medical marijuana providers will be barred from selling the drug to more than three patients. The association has said the rollbacks would force the closure of dispensaries and leave patients without a legal way to obtain the drug. On its website, the group urges medical marijuana supporters to now focus on passing a ballot initiative that would roll back the restrictions. Montana's hot, dry June is coming back to haunt us. The governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee met today in Helena. Natural Resources Conservation Service water supply specialist Lucas Zukowicz.
June's typically one of our biggest months east of the divide. We saw well below average precipitation almost statewide for June, so that's had a big impact on our stream flows and our current conditions.
Parts of northeast Montana received above average rain this summer. Even the parched Front Range received a few showers earlier this month. But Zukowicz says,
last summer was extremely dry. This winter's snowpack in some basins was pretty close to normal. We moved that early, and so we've seen some pretty rapid drying of our soils, especially when we look at some of that area around Yellowstone National Park. Even in the northwest basins, in the Bitterroot, we're seeing extremely dry soil moisture conditions at this point.
Weather experts say most of Montana has a 40% chance of above average precipitation this winter. Today, Montana's Supreme Court denied a request from unions and lawmakers to find unconstitutional a ballot initiative that aims to create funding for brain research. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Days after I-181 qualified for the general election ballot in July, Montana AFL-CIO, Montana Taxpayers Association, and several state legislators on both sides of the aisle asked the court to not allow the initiative to go to vote this November. The initiative would establish the Montana Biomedical Research Authority to oversee efforts to promote cures for brain cancer, dementia, and traumatic brain injuries. The initiative also authorizes the creation of state bond debt for $20 million a year over the next 10 years to fund that research. Democratic Senator Jim Keene from Butte says he agrees with the premise of more brain research, but the funding ask in the initiative would limit lawmakers' ability to fund other projects this session.
What this ballot initiative does is kind of usurps the appropriation process of the legislature, which says the legislature should appropriate this money for brain research, a significant amount of money, for one thing, and would take away from the ability of state government to appropriate money for such things as infrastructure.
A statement released by supporters of I-181 says the ballot initiative requests but does not require the Montana legislature to appropriate the proceeds of the bonds to pay for the initiative. Max Davis with the I-181 effort says he disagrees with the assumption that funding this research would limit other state spending options in the 2017 session. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana State University has announced that two professors have been awarded a $5.7 million grant from the Charles Koch Foundation that could be used to create a research center. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that economics professors Vince Smith and Wendy Stock plan for the center to focus on the impacts of government policies and regulations on society. Stock says MSU will ask the Montana Board of Regents for approval of the facility. The multi-million dollar gift comes from Republican donor Charles Koch, who is known for supporting limited government and lower taxes. Montana Tech has expelled 15 summer school students for cheating. Doug Abbott, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, declined to release any other information to the Montana Standard, including the classes in which the cheating occurred, how they cheated, or if it was a coordinated effort. The school's website lists aiding another student, copying from another student while taking a test, and plagiarism as academic dishonesty, along with using unauthorized aids to pass an exam. In January 2012, Montana Tech announced that a former employee had made hundreds of unauthorized changes to the transcripts of 36 former students. Saudi embassy memos published by WikiLeaks revealed the students were almost all Saudis and that their government booked them flights home before news of the scandal was made public. Half of the students were expelled, some had their degrees revoked, and seven returned to the college. I'm Nora Sachs.